Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. We got a lot going on around the league, and the playoffs are underway.
Yes.
And make sure y'all stick around. We got two special guests, two legends from Slam Ball that we're going to be interviewing later in the show. But, Gil, first things first, got to talk about what's going on in the association right now. You know, saw that Timberwolves situation, altercation between Rudy Gobert and Kyle Anderson. Allegedly, Kyle Anderson called Rudy Gobert a bitch one too many times.
Facts.
Rudy threw him with the arm check, didn't really try to make contact on the grill, gave him the nice, tried to give him the dead arm, but ended up getting suspended. So just first off, what did you think about that whole altercation situation with Rudy Gobert and Kyle Anderson?
Normal.
Okay.
Like, that's the game, right? It's never really about, like, our personal beef is usually about a play that happened on a court, and it's at the in the heat of the moment, who's wrong, who's right, you know, two differences. And, you know, you get the name calling. You know, that's the part of the sport, right? Right. And, you know, the B word is going to be called. Usually it's always a guard saying that to the big, you know, because, you know, those guards always think the bigs are, you know, soft, you know, so we're going to usually call them some type of name, and it usually starts with a B, middle itch, and I finish with H, you know? And that's just the way it is. And, you know, sometimes bigs get annoyed and, you know, they throw some soft punches.
I think what was interesting about that situation, so after Gobert threw the punch, Torian Prince was on the bench. He jumped up and he appeared to shove Gobert. He wasn't trying to stop it per se, but he had some built-in tension too that he wanted to get off too. So when you see things like that, like, how detrimental is it going to be to that squad? Obviously, Gobert is now suspended the game, but we saw a situation like that, I think, last year with the Miami Heat, right?
So we know who's wrong. So it's Rudy Gobert, if there's a team defending. Yeah. You know, so
it looked like
whatever plays were happening, then obviously we know who was right and who was wrong. But at the end of the day, and, you know, it's a team, and, you know, things like this happen all the time. Yeah. It's not just, you know, this has nothing to do with no personal stuff that they hate each other or something. It's just in the moment, plays happened, and then, you know, the frustration of them getting their ass whooped adds on to it. and then, you know, they just...
Normally I agree with you, but I have to say that there's some leaked audio, and look, we got the audio, we heard it. It's allegedly Kyle Anderson going to the locker room at halftime, basically saying the Timberwolves got a decision they're gonna have to make, like they can't keep pampering Gobert. But team sent Gobert home.
They say Gobert's being pampered.
And Kyle Anderson, UCLA Bruins, so I got to rock with him. He's a Jersey dude, so he's not really playing. He's not really with the shenanigans. But team sent Gobert home, proceeded to suspend him for the Timberwolves playing game against the Lakers, a 7-8 game in Los Angeles Tuesday. Yeah,
you know. Part of the script.
I felt like that at first. I'm like, damn, the team might play better without Gobert. Like, they might all rally behind that moment. I think the bigger loss is going to be Jay McDaniels, which we'll talk about in a second. But do you agree with the Timberwolves suspending Rudy Gobert for the playing game?
See, I don't know the ins and the outs of who was wrong. You know, what we've seen, does he get suspended for that?
No.
Right? Like, no. There's nothing, I mean, you know, a little soft-handed punch, you know, nothing happened, no connect. I mean, it's like, those are not real fights. Those are not fights, so stop treating them like fights. That wasn't a fight, right? There's a little scuffle, a little razzle-dazzle, like, wake up my guy, you know, it was one of those. So, you know,
punch.
You know, so suspending them for that, when this was still something that actually happened at halftime. So, if, you know, you have one player calling someone out of his name, at half, I'll whoop your ass. And, you know, I've heard, you know, some things too. sometimes, big man gets frustrated, but to be suspended for it, like, come on.
I mean, they already suspended him for the second half of the game against the Pelicans. The Timberwolves went on to win to lock up that AC. I'm going to agree with you on that. I think it was a little extreme. But again, reports are Gobert after the game jumped in the group chat, apologized. Seems, Kyle Anderson after the game said, look, this is just a part of it.
It's French.
Les French.
Yeah, they're going to apologize.
But get Biombo and some have known to call him. I saw it.
And that's all that matters.
Chris Kamen with another one. Shout out to the homie JP for dropping that one.
Why are you? I mean, this was he apologized. He understood. Shit, they got a group chat, so so they got to like each other. So because there's no way I would have had a group chat.
I hope none of them showed up with the green bubble. If Gobert showed up with green bubble, you got to suspend them 2 games. Get an iPhone. There's just rules and regulation and protocol. You can't be in the group chat with the green bubble.
But this just shows you the importance of games. And what it really means to an organization, right? I'm sorry, but there's no way I'm going to jeopardize my season, my fans' season, the players who worked this hard over an altercation. I can deal with this after the season. I'm not going to suspend him when we're about to play a play-in game with the f***ing Lakers. And you think I'm going to send one of my players home? Like, no. Like, this is a business still.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no one player bigger than this game, and that also means suspending them either.
Exactly.
Right?
Which says if they did suspend them, that they felt a certain type of way about it.
I don't care.
But my point is that they felt like maybe they don't need him to at least get that dub on the Lakers. He'll be back if the Timberwolves happen to lose, and they got to play again, I think, Friday for that eighth seed. He'll be back for that game. But I think a bigger issue in that game was Jaden McDaniel appeared to punch something as he was walking off the court, fractured wrist. He's now out indefinitely. How big of a loss is that for this Timberwolves squad? He's been essential in the defensive end. He was a guy that was giving LeBron problems last time they played. Now he's not going to be on the court for this Lakers-Timberwolves game. Good news for Lakers, but how you feel about it?
My daddy always told me, you can be the man, but you can't beat that floor, all right? All right, so he decided he wanted to punch a wall. That's what he gets. I'm sorry. There's nothing that frustrating for me that I'm gonna punch something that I know is hard.
It don't punch back,
If it don't punch back, yeah, that means it hurts.
Exactly.
It only gives pain.
Yeah.
I've learned that when I was little, right? When I give him a little titch tantrum and I go in my room and I start breaking and tearing shit. And then when I calm down, it's all my shit. Right? It's all my shit now. I just lost everything that I cared for. Same thing when players be kicking shit and all that shit. No, the worst I'm gonna do is throw a ball, right? Right, I don't care what it hits, all right?
No.
It hits, it bounces back, goes somewhere else, that's it. Punching stuff, kicking stuff, swinging at stuff that out of frustration, it always ends wrong for you. And obviously in this instant, it's him.
So let's talk
gone.
Yep.
What was he frustrated again for? Losing the game?
Yeah. No, they won. They won.
Oh, they won?
Yeah.
So what is he frustrated for?
We know what he was mad about.
Does it even matter?
It don't.
Does it even matter? You won the game, broke your hand, you look like a dum-dum.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I didn't watch the game. I saw the highlights on Twitter because I was watching the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James came through with the 36-6-6, was crowning himself. Yes, it was against the Jazz JV team. Some guys were out. Shout out Danny Age for supporting the movement. Came through with a great trade at the deadline. Mm-hmm. Really blessed us. Blessed us in this last game as well. But when you look at these Lakers, what do you feel like this team's ceiling is as potentially the seventh seed if they can win the playing game?
But, well, stop with this potential shit. You know we're in seven.
They're notorious for a
Who we playing?
They notorious for a trick off.
Who we playing?
Playing the Grizzlies if they get that seventh spot.
Going smack on them Grizzlies.
Are you thinking it's a done deal?
Yes.
Okay.
We get the Grizzlies, then who we get after that? We're trash team.
So that would be the winner of the Warriors-Kings series.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people think Warriors, Andrew Wiggins is coming back.
See us in the champ. See us in the Western champ.
I want to see that beam lit. I just don't think that team has enough playoff experience
pressure,
to do it.
I'm putting the pressure on the Lakers. Listen, if we ain't in the championship this year, right, my tickets for next season, y'all can go ahead. Don't even email me.
Oh, we got tickets?
No, I didn't have tickets this year either. I'm just saying, just don't email me this time about them.
Okay. Right? Don't ask for the re-up.
Don't ask for the re-up up to the up.
So you think this is a championship level team?
This is a championship level road that they're on.
Okay.
They're on a championship road, right?
If they can get that seventh seed.
No, they're getting the set. You just seen Rudy Goldberg got suspended.
I understand.
Right? Got suspended. You got somebody breaking their hand on a win. Right? This team ain't ready for shit. All right? They want to play. They want to play.
But they're playing champion. They won playing championships.
Yeah, that's cool. They was more mentally stable then, right?
They're comfortable winning playing championships.
No Rudy Goldberg and no defense. Two defensive players gone. I appreciate this.
We'll see.
I appreciate the organization. I might send them Hey, LeBron, hey, can you send them a fruit basket for me?
Send them some Agent Zero. Send them some new colorways. Mm-hmm. Y'all got like 27 colorways. Send them a few of those.
So this is a championship road. I like this road. It's like the back road, right? Bunch of, we got Memphis not, what's the name? If Warriors lose, shit, we got
If we go Memphis, Kings.
Sacramento. Yeah, come on.
Then you're likely playing Nuggets or Suns in that Western Conference Final. The best road that you could have hoped to attain. And everybody's like, oh, we're not ducking nobody, whatever. Like that. You don't want to have to beat the Suns and have to beat the Nuggets.
Duck, goose. We know the game, right? Duck, and goose up. Yeah.
There's always people don't got to do shit. Oh, I wouldn't want to duck this or that. It's like, you don't have to worry about that shit. You don't got to play in those games. We got janky foot LeBron. Like, you know what I mean?
Listen, we doing the Jake Paul route. We're going to box a little couple YouTubers. Old NBA players, right? There's some old people here and there, and then we get our little resume up, and then, yeah.
We'll, okay, go hit that main street.
Then we'll find a real boxer.
All right, last question I got for you. Obviously, with these playoffs about to be hot and heavy, the best time of the year, what's your most no-chill prediction for these NBA playoffs?
As for what?
No chill. It's your template. Something crazy that could happen, something wild. We're going to see some more fights.
Last season, when this is the end of the season, everybody won a fight, right? Then the Clippers get in the fight.
Yeah, Bones Highland, I think, and Mason Plumlee got into it.
Yeah, it's just the guards going against the legend. I don't really see any real surprises, like an upset between the Lakers and the Grizzlies. That's not an upset, right? I don't consider that an upset. I got Philly. Philly's not gonna make it past second round like usual. That ain't usual.
What about like Suns Clippers?
Suns Clippers Suns. Like, something wild will be Clippers getting past the Suns.
No Paul George, or at least for the front end of that series.
Yeah, front end, back end, it don't matter. It's Clippers.
So if Paul George was healthy, same situation?
Suns.
Still Suns.
And foe. If Paul George was there, Suns and foe. All right. Nothing against Paul George. It's just we just gonna make it easy, because Paul George is out. Suns might play around a little bit, make it to five.
Okay. Well, look, we're looking forward to this thing. It's gonna be a lot more going on. We're gonna have a lot more action and activity to talk to you guys about. So this has been a quick version of No Chill with Gilbert Arenas.
Yes.
An episode,
amen.
Nonetheless, I might add.
Yes. Hey, listen. This is playoff times. Get your playoff minds ready, right? Listen. Any player that asks for a fan to be removed, he should be fined. $50,000. just to make this an example, don't fuck with the fans during the playoffs. We're getting ready for this shit, okay? We're getting ready for this. This is what we this is what we live for. Regular season is just prepping for the playoffs and the playoffs. Hey, fans, whatever, anything goes. Mama jokes, daddy jokes. If they got ugly kids, go ahead, throw it out there. Come up, all right? That's what this is about. Okay?
You gotta hit him with the Izzy and mock the child. Mock the crying child. Yeah. If you get that dub.